What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. This is episode 155. It's pretty much like my first album in hip-hop, No Turning Back at this point. You know, we're just probably going to be podcasting till the wheels fall off, to the day I die, you know what I'm saying, at this point. Don't forget, tune in 3-4 days a week, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Rumble, and stream it live on Twitter, as well as distributed the audio version to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Before we get started, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Me and my team whenever we link up, they're gonna be drink up. We sit down and relax and have few glasses when there's things to think about. Like I'm nice with the boss when I tend to the boss and I'm not talking drink ups. So tell the bartender that's tending the bar to please pass me a big cup up. And tell that waitress is waiting on us to put a little ice in it. Now watch the ice become weightless like the spaceships that I be sitting in. Now wait and listen, look, they're waiting for that tropical twist that'll take your taste buds. Now taste some. Now I insist it's the drizzle.
I insist it's the Dizzle. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. It's a mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. If you're a tequila lover, give it a try. Cognac lover, give it a try. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. You want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle online because it may not be in your state yet. Check us out. Dizzlebrand.com. Go to our locations, click on one of the top three links, and you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, below that will be a list of states and stores that Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur is available in. Also, get the merch. Click on DizzleBrand.com. Go to the store. Hats, T-shirts, hoodies, all looking fresh. All right. Excuse me. Let me get into last game, game three of the NBA Finals. Celtics went up 2-1. As you see, I got the Celtics hat on. I had a snapback for a while. Never really been a Celtics fan, but I do got Irish in my blood, so there's that. We're going to go over the box scores. And I did pick Celtics in six. Simply because I'm comparing Celtics top two players to the top two players on the Warriors. And so you got Klay and Curry as the top two for the Warriors. And Klay definitely can't play defense like he used to because of the two injuries. Steph has never really been that great at defense. So Tatum and Brown are definitely dominating on the defensive end when it comes to those two. And then they can keep up with them on the offensive end. So that's what's really going on here to me, because is that the Celtics top two can keep up offensively, but defensively they're just far superior. I mean, Draymond's not playing that great defense right now. Like, that's the thing. You got Steph and Klay, who are not that great defenders right now. You got Looney and Draymond on the starting five who can't get their own shot and can hardly ever score. And Wiggins is, I don't know, man. I might would start Jordan Poole and bring Klay off the bench, or start Jordan Poole and move Wiggins to power forward and Draymond to center and go small ball. I don't know. They might should go small ball lineup and start Jordan Poole. But you got 18 from Wiggins, but he was a negative 16. Draymond gave you another single, triple single with two points, three assists, and seven rebounds. 25 points from Klay, but he was a negative 3. Steph gave you 31, but he was negative 14. Klay shot 38% from three. I mean, that's okay if you're not taking shooting 5 for 13. You know, Steph made one more three and shot two less, so he was 54%. You got 10 off the bench from Jordan Poole. He hasn't really done much. Wiggins ain't really done much. Draymond ain't. I mean, I think we overrated this Warriors team. They just don't really got enough going on from anybody past Klay and Steph. And Klay hasn't. Klay's not the same Klay no more. Now we get down to Boston. Then we got 26 from Tatum, 11 and 8 and 6 from Horford. So he almost had a double-double with 6 assists and 1 steal and a block. Robert Williams gave you 8 points, 10 rebounds, 3 steals, and 4 blocks. He was a plus 21. He was the best plus-minus on the floor, and he's hurt more than anybody. Jaylen Brown gave you 27 with 5 assists and 9 rebounds, a block. Marcus Smart gave you 24 with 5 assists and 7 rebounds. He did have 5 turnovers, but he was still a plus 19. The only one who was a negative was Derek White. And then you got Grant Hill. Williams gave you 10 off the bench with 5 rebounds and a steal. Marcus Smart is actually turned into a pretty good point guard facilitator. Like, I got to commend Marcus Smart, man. Marcus Smart changed his team around when he called him out. He's the guy that, you know, like, yo, man, like, y'all dudes are just scoring. Y'all ain't passing, man. And look where they at now because of Marcus Smart calling them out. I mean, people can try to credit the coach all they want. I give Marcus Smart the most credit for the Celtics season turning around, man. And look at that big three right now. Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown, and Jason Tatum. That's a legit big three. Because Marcus Smart, defensive player of the year, and he's giving you 24 points and 5 assists, 7 rebounds. Man, you know what? Man, I might have Celtics in 5. I might have Celtics in 5. I really might. I might have Celtics in 5. All right, let me get into sports related first. Tampa Bay Rays pitchers, say they don't want to wear a pride flag on their uniforms, and a lot of woke mob is going in on them. I mean, what if this is why my podcast is unfiltered. I was sitting there asking myself, do I cuss too much on my podcast? Is it a little too unfiltered? Do I go in a little too much? And I was watching the Hodges twins the other day and saw some of the things they were saying. I was like, nah, I don't get that grievous with it. I don't really get that, you know, that bad with it. Like some of the things they said, like, I was just like, that's a little too over the top. So now we're at a position where people are trying to force people in society to promote a lifestyle choice that they don't pretty much, they might not accept. Like this is where this hypocrisy comes in. Like, these people call themselves pro-choice, right? This woke mob, they're always like pro-choice. What's one of their biggest issues right now? Abortion. What are they saying? My body, my choice. Well, yeah. Same thing if you want to wear a pride patch. Your body, your choice. You know, and why are we forcing people to promote this? Why are we forcing people to promote this? This sounds like indoctrine, control of the views. This sounds like an attack on Christianity. And I'm not a Christian in any way. I don't follow man's religion anyway, but my sister is a Christian, and she's the best mother I've ever seen, and her husband's the best father I've ever seen. And why is that? Because of their Christian values. So I'm not going to knock their Christian values. That makes them great parents. And they have issues with things like this too. They would have issues with people making their kids wear pride flags in school. So Now we're forcing people to promote homosexuality. Well, I got a neighbor that's gay, and we talk all the time. So, you know, and we have a very good civil conversation. And he agrees with a lot of what I say on, like, homosexuality and transgenderism and non-binary people. My take is, first of all, is that homosexuals are not in the same boat. I would put lesbians, gays, and bisexuals in one boat, and transgenders and women and men in another, and non-binary in a whole nother boat. They're not even the same boat. But people try to just attach them into the same boat. And because I asked him, do you consider yourself as part of the transgender community? And he's like, no, I don't consider my, they're a whole separate community to him, you know? And so I talk to him all the time. Love his dogs. He got two dogs. I'm not homophobic in one bit. I just don't agree with the lifestyle. I wouldn't go out with my neighbor and have beers. I think it would give the wrong impression. And some people could be like, you know, screw what people think. Well, I'm not into people having the wrong impressions about me. Yes, I'm an asshole. I know that. The whole world knows that. But, you know, I'm an honest asshole. So I don't want people to ever have an impression that I'm dishonest. I'm loyal to my friends. My true friend circle is loyal to me. I'm big on family. Even though some family doesn't care about me, I'm big on, you know, caring about family and having family, you know, and getting together for the holidays and just, you know, catching up and whatnot. I try to keep in touch with my sisters on a weekly basis or every other week, even if, you know, some of them, even if they don't, you know, keep up with me. So, yeah, I just don't think, like, how we get to a place that we're forcing people to promote a lifestyle that I would say the majority of Americans don't accept and won't accept as their lifestyle. You know, if they want to promote, if you know, LGBT people want to promote, you know, that community, hey, yeah, that's on them. But, you know, like forcing people to promote it in sports, nah. I tell you what, though, I'll never go to a Tampa Rays game because I'm just totally on the side with these pitchers, man. Like, and if people like always say, it's funny how people always throw Christianity out when Christianity says you're not supposed to, men are not supposed to sleep with men and women are not supposed to sleep with women. And I mean, I agree with that. You know, I don't totally agree with the Bible, but I agree. The laws of nature, that's just common sense of the laws of nature, you know, that if we were meant to have intercourse with the same sex, then we could reproduce with the same sex. Sexual intercourse was designed not for same-sex intercourse. It was designed for opposite-sex intercourse. I mean, you know, yes, there's dogs that, boy dogs that hump other boy dogs. And I don't know if they understand the concept of homosexuality or being gay anyways. So they're probably just humping a hump. I mean, I don't know. I would have to Google that. But I know when my female dog goes outside and she's a he, all the boy dogs are sniffing on her. You know, they're all trying to get a piece of her. And that's the laws of nature. You know, people are trying to redefine and change the laws of nature. Well, guess what? Laws of man don't dictate the laws of nature. I'm totally with these players. Because that's the thing. If you're a real Christian player, I mean, a real Christian, like my sister or her husband, like you're just the most honest, decent human beings, like the Bible says you're supposed to be, okay, I commend you. It's really the problem I have with religion is most of them, the majority of them are hypocrites. They're not even really following the word of God or the word of the Bible, which technically is the word of man. You know, and I don't disagree with a lot of man's laws, like as towards how we should treat one another. Yeah, you shouldn't just walk up and beat up people. Like the video I saw in the store where the guy just attacks the chick that's working in the cell phone store for no reason, just runs up in there, starts talking to her, just starts attacking her, beating the hell out of her. You know, no, we shouldn't do that. But there's always going to be people that are like that, and it's always going to be people that don't follow the laws of man whatsoever, you know. But, yeah, the fact that people attacking them is just – they're probably the same people that take all these other stances that would be hypocritical. They're probably like – I guarantee all the people attacking these Tampa Bay Ray players are all the pro-choice people. As well, not just the woke mob, but the pro-choice people. Well, guess what? This is part of pro-choice. Because if I go work, get a job at McDonald's, and they try to tell me, yo, you got to wear this uniform with the pride flag. No, I'm getting a lawyer involved, and I'm probably suing the shit out of them. I'm getting out of that job, and I'm suing the shit out of them. I'm getting a lawyer involved. I know that much. Like, I would make it a civil lawsuit. Like, no, hell no. No. I mean, I don't even know. I don't know if I would even be comfortable promoting Pride Month if somebody paid me to promote it. And I'm a marketing advertising guy. Because I'm already not comfortable promoting Christian music. I'm really not comfortable promoting it. You know, because I almost feel like it's like there's just so many hypocritical people in religion. I feel like it's a hypocrisy to make one. Like, I almost look at gospel rappers and gospel musicians and Christian musicians like TV preachers that making a shit ton of money. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, you could say you in it for the word of God, but you really in it for the money. You're really in it for the money. When it becomes a business, I don't want to hear that you're not in it for the money no more. You know what I'm saying? Because even as musicians, we were all in it for the love at one point in the 90s. And then it became a point where we were in it for the money as you made it. As artists started, as they would make it, it's like, all right, they love to do it, but it's more about the money now. But, yeah, I think this is some BS. If they don't want to support and promote Pride Month, hey, that's on them. Everybody, like, forcing people to promote that is some bullshit, man. It's some horseshit, man, as far as I'm concerned. Because everybody doesn't agree with that lifestyle. That is a lifestyle choice. Choice. It's a choice. I don't care what anybody says. You're not born gay. You're not born gay. You choose to be gay. Just like you choose to transition. You choose to identify as a woman or a man. Because you don't even know what it, like, that's the thing. These people that say they identify with being a woman or they identify with being a man, they don't even know what being a woman or a man is because they've never been one. That's why people can't, that's why Matt Walsh is out there asking a question, what is a woman? Because they don't even know. They can't even identify what a woman is. Biological men that say they identify with being a woman don't even know what being a real woman actually is. So how can you identify with it when you actually don't even you fully don't even understand what being a woman is? Just like a woman doesn't understand the mindset of a man. They could think they can sit there and talk about how men should be. Oh, we should all be perfect gentlemen. We should just bow to them and worship them. And a king doesn't bow to the queen. It's the other way around. That's how you know a biological woman would never understand what being a man is all about. We are hunters, not gatherers. We are defenders, not cowards and runners and hiders, you know? I'm with the Tampa Bay Ray guys on this. It's just really fucked up to me that people are trying to force them to promote a lifestyle that I don't even know that you could pay me to promote. Let me talk about this next little topic. Before that, I'm going to get into a word from our sponsor.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You need marketing promotions, check us out, promopalace.biz. Your one-stop shop, pretty much do everything to promote music, service, or brands. And I'm not going to lie. If somebody comes to me, like, I got $10,000, can you promote, help me market and promote Pride Month? Yeah, I'll do it. Because it's my job to market and promote brands. Long as it wouldn't be like, long as it didn't get like into the lines of pedophilia, child molesters, stuff like that, or something too violent. It just got to be something, you know, that's just too out there. Something racist, I sure as hell wouldn't promote. Something too violent, I wouldn't promote. If it was something too woke, I definitely wouldn't promote it. I hate to say that. I wouldn't promote it. Because I couldn't. Even though I don't agree with the lifestyle of homosexuality, that's not really a woke concept. Homosexuality has been around since the beginning of time, you know. That's nothing new. It's been around for tens of thousands of years. What is new is transgender women and men and non-binaries and all these pronouns. So there's that. Todd and Julie Chrisley found guilty of bank fraud and tax evasion. Face up to 3 years. What's my take from this? Greed. Reality shows aren't reality. How is he some real estate mogul guy? And, you know, they live in this fancy house. And, you know, you would think that they would be making enough money off of their brands to not have to do this. This is just greed. I mean, this just reminds me of, I never brought this out on the podcast. When I worked at McDonald's, my first job ever was McDonald's Myrtle Beach. The guy that got me my job was a guy that I used to rap with in my rap group. His dad owned 7 McDonald's at Myrtle Beach. And he got us fired because he was stealing money from drive-thru. Every single day from his dad's store. And I still to this day don't technically know if I really got fired, because he was on the phone. They told him he got fired and he hung up the phone and said, "We got fired." Well, legally, at that time, I didn't think about it, but legally, somebody else should have had to tell me I got fired. Like another manager in the store or the owner should have told me I got fired. So I still question, did I really get fired? But he told me I got fired, so I didn't question it. And it was just plain greed. His dad owned 7 McDonald's. He had free rent, free bills, 3-bedroom, double-wide trailer to live in, getting paid nice. And his dad is trying to mold him into owning McDonald's one day. And plain greed just got in the way. I just always felt like I'm supposed to own a McDonald's right now. You know what I'm saying? But this greedy motherfucker stealing from his dad, you know. And yes, I reap the benefits of money, like of the money he stole, because he might have bought food for us somewhere or bought weed that we would smoke. But I never stole out a drive-thru from his dad. It was not like I could stop him from doing it. It wasn't like anything I could do but rat him out to his dad and snitch on him. And you know, I don't feel like snitching is always a person's place. Like, when I'm at the job, it's not my place to snitch on somebody. It's the manager's job or who's running the business's job to catch on to it. Now, if I see my neighbor, somebody trying to break in their apartment across the street, oh, I'm calling the cops. I'm snitching all day. Yo, this guy trying to break in my neighbor's apartment across the street, come get him, lock him up all day long. But when I'm at the workplace, I don't feel like, you know, it's my job to snitch on the next person for not doing their job. But when I'm in an apartment complex, you know, I see somebody breaking on my neighbors, it's just common courtesy, you know. So that's how I look at snitching, you know. It don't make sense to be snitching just to be snitching, just to be a tattletale, you know, because that shit could always come back on you. But, yeah, if somebody's breaking in or, you know, your neighbors, there's a domestic dispute next door, fist fight, yeah, I'm calling the cops, like, yo, this dude's beating up his girl. And to be honest with you, I might have to go over there with my 12-gauge shotgun and do something about it. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? You know? Because, I mean, you're already disturbing me anyways when you're fighting next door. I don't like that shit anyways, when neighbors are disturbing you. If I can hear everything you got going on over there, then you're a little too loud. So the Chrisleys, just plain greed, stupidity. If they get 3 years, so be it. Who knows, though? They might get a good lawyer. My last topic of the day, and I'm only going to talk about this for about, we're 30 minutes in. We'll talk about it for 10 minutes. January 6th committee is a clown show. Why is it a clown show? It's, okay, first of all, they're lying about the agenda. They're covering up and lying about the agenda. They say it's just a committee to get to the truth. That's not what it is. It's a committee to try to prevent Trump from running for office again. That's what it is. And why is it a clown show? Well, it's a clown show because these are the same people that would say January 6th is one of the worst days in American history, but they don't act like that and would downplay a year worth of riots and businesses and buildings get burned. I'm sorry. Burning down buildings is not peaceful. There's nothing peaceful about burning down government property, city property, private property. There's nothing peaceful about burning down the convenience store owners store. There's nothing peaceful about burning down somebody's business. It's not physical violence on the store owner, but it's clear violence. It's clear disrespect about for anybody in society, you know. I mean, when you just people always be like, well, they got insurance. Well, we don't know that they always got insurance. We don't know that, you know. I just think burning down buildings for a year and all the rioting and looting and robbing steel stores, like, that's the thing. They wasn't robbing nobody at the White House. They wasn't picking pockets or they wasn't looting like stores and burn. They wasn't burning down and looting stuff. Some of these idiots were taking Instagram pics. I'm not this idea that we're comparing idiots taking Instagram pics to people burning down buildings and running up in and looting stores. And, you know, and I heard the black professor's take on this. Apparently burning down and destroying property, you know, is acceptable because property itself is a racist concept. Well, and the reason they say it's a racist concept is because African-American slaves were considered property. Well, this is where the professor got it all wrong and has no common sense and shouldn't be a professor at all. I ain't even graduated high school, and I'm smart enough to know this, professor, that slavery has been around tens of thousands of years before they were enslaving people based off race. So there's that one. And ever since they've been enslaving people, for whatever reason they were enslaving them, war, religion, debt, criminals, they were always considered property. And based off that, and then another thing is there was people owned property before people were enslaving people based off race. So, like, based off her analogy, she's wrong on that because slaves are always classified as property, even if white people enslaved white people, which they did long before they were enslaving black people. Before a white man was enslaving a black man, they were enslaving other Europeans. Europeans were enslaving other Europeans. You know, so let's not forget that. The Europeans were enslaving other Europeans before they ever enslaved Africans. So, like, these professors, like, what are they professors of? Horseshit? Bullshit? And then, but based on her analogy, so black people shouldn't own property? I would disagree with that. I would probably agree to say we need more black people owning more property and more land. Based on her analogy, black people shouldn't own property because slaves were considered property. Wow. I mean, where did they come up with these freaking idiotic viewpoints? Yes, black people should own property. No, people should not burn down and destroy other people's property. Now, I can see if it's like the store owner that molests some kids. Yeah, burn his shit down. Burn his shit down. But that ain't what we're talking about. We're talking about people just burning down random stores just because they're mad about an event that happened, and it might not even happen in that city or that state. You know, that no, man. January 6th is being too overplayed, and the riots were highly underplayed. Those all weren't peaceful protests. Once you start burning buildings, it is no longer a peaceful protest. Once you start destroying property, it is no longer a peaceful protest. Just because you're not exerting violence on people, you're exerting violent behavior when you're burning down buildings and breaking into stores and looting and destroying them and taking everything. You know, yeah, it's a clown show to me. They're lying about the agenda. They're overplaying, like, really how bad it was. Because they sit there and be acting like, they were like, oh, we were in jeopardy of them taking over our democracy. Horseshit. Bullshit. This idea that anybody, a group of any people with runs up in a building with no guns and they're going to take over the government with no artillery, no arsenal, they're going to take over the gun. Even if they would have took over that situation, they would have went in there with guns and took people hostage. They wouldn't have been able to take over the government. This idea they would have been able to take over the whole... What do people come up with this horse shit fucking analogies, man? We were not in jeopardy of democracy being taken over by these idiotic fools that ran into the White House. Do I agree with what they did? No. Do I think it was one of the worst things that happened in American history? Not even fucking close. Nowhere near. I could name 1,000 things in American history that were far worse than what happened on January 6th. You know what I think about January 6th being one of the worst things in American history? Complete, utter nonsense. Complete, utter nonsense. The biggest pile of horse shit you could step in. We were not in jeopardy of anybody taking over the freaking government when they raided the White House. And it is not worse, any worse than what happened with the riots that happened all year long. That happened a whole year. You know, so there's that. Where we at? We're 40 minutes in. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to plug in a Paul Pickett podcast commercial. But yours truly tell you himself.
So this is your boy, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and more. Please check me out 3 to 4 days a week on my video podcast on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Rumble. And check out the audio version on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much more. Peace. See you there.
You heard it. I shouldn't have to repeat myself. Should have to be a broken record. So check me out. Follow me on all those platforms. I'm just sitting there thinking I should probably change the name of this podcast to the horseshit podcast or the bullshit podcast, because I swear with these topics that I be talking about, that's what I run into, like a bunch of horseshit and bullshit with these solutions and these views and these ideologies that these people have. You know, I mean, we're trying to force people to promote homosexuality. No, we can't force people. We don't get to force people to promote that. There's some people that would never accept that, and we don't get to force them to promote that. You know, Todd, Julie, Christie, lock them up, throw away the key for all I care. And June 6th, highly overrated, complete horseshit, bullshit. We were not in jeopardy of anybody taking over the democracy. And it is not one of the worst things that happened in American history. Nowhere near it, not one bit. It's not worse than any of the riots that happened after the the George Floyd killing. I mean those are happening in multiple cities. Like, we're talking about a one-day event, and we're comparing it. We're saying it was worse than something like burning down buildings and looting and burning down buildings for a year straight. One day of running in a building and acting like a bunch of morons and goofballs, because that's what it is for the most part. This idea they were going to take over the government is bogus. They had no real strategic plan to take over the government. How they were just going to start calling shots. They were just going to take over the military and the generals, and everybody was just going to listen to them. Secretary of Defense and all that were just going to start taking orders from them. Anybody that believes that is dumber than a bag of bricks. And that's all I got to say about that. Thank you for tuning in. Paul Pinker Podcast, episode 155. Peace, and I'm out.